Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The day after the United States Supreme Court issued an opinion by five lawyers, one of the headlines in the newspaper said that same-sex marriage, or in their words, gay marriage, is the law of the land. Really? Is it the law of the land? I don't think so. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BobWire. Matt, this decision by five people is outrageous on so many levels. But the dissent by the Chief Justice John Roberts, I think, really underscores the fact that this does not represent the rule of law, and we should not treat it as the rule of law. Three times, Chief Justice John Roberts referred to the five justices as five lawyers. He didn't recall they were five justices, not even five members of the court, but five lawyers. I don't remember in the history of the Supreme Court any time that the Chief Justice, in a dissenting opinion, frankly, mostly anyone else for that matter, but particularly the Chief Justice, has ever referred to the majority as five lawyers. But I think it was very clear the message that he was saying. And he concluded at the end of his dissent that while some people may celebrate this decision, you should not celebrate the Constitution. The Constitution, he said, had nothing to do with it.
Well, that's exactly right, Matt. We are in mourning as a nation. Those who revere the founding of this great nation, founded upon the bedrock Judeo-Christian principles of the Bible, no question about it, the Declaration of Independence, that our rights are granted to us by our Creator, or we have unalienable rights. There are so many different aspects of this to discuss, but you mentioned Chief Justice John Roberts and his dissent. He said this: "This court is not a legislature. Whether same-sex marriage is a good idea should be of no concern to us. Under the Constitution, judges have power to say what the law is, not what it should be. The people who ratified the Constitution authorized courts to exercise, quote, neither force nor will, but merely judgment. We had five unelected, unaccountable judges through force, without citing any precedent, without citing any public policy or historical aspect to this, just declare unilaterally that all of the constitutional amendments across the country defending natural marriage are somehow void."
Yeah, it's and the Chief Justice goes on to say, "The majority's decision is an act of will, not legal judgment. The right it announces has no basis in the Constitution or this court's precedent." He goes on to say that the majority, this five lawyers, invalidates, quote, "the marriage laws of more than half the states and orders the transformation of a social institution that has formed the basis of human society for millennia. For the Kalahari Bushmen and the Han Chinese, the Carthaginians and the Aztecs." And then he says this: "Just who do we think we are?" That's Chief Justice John Roberts. Just who do we think we are? Five people think that they have the right to overturn millennia of human history, the natural created order of marriage. You know, I've said, when are we going to stop playing these games of charades? That we're going to pretend that five people that have cut the tether that otherwise should link them to the Constitution, they've cut it and they've let themselves go from the Constitution. When are we going to stop pretending that that is the rule of law? It's not the rule of law. You know, I'm really, frankly, sick of these different people that are making statements. Well, we got to reverse this decision. We got to have a new president and make some new justices. And all. Yeah, that's fine. We do need to reverse this decision. But in the meantime, we can't pretend that it represents the law. It is a lawless decision.
Yeah, that's right. And what's been disheartening to me is to hear, now, there have been some presidential candidates that have come out and said this is illegitimate. You know, Justice Alito effectively said in his dissent that this has delegitimized the Supreme Court. It has. This is an illegitimate decision, and it has just crushed the credibility of this United States Supreme Court. But to have presidential candidates come out and say, well, it's time to move on. This is the law of the land. Nonsense. This is not the law of the land. This is the opinion of five unelected, unaccountable, radical leftist activists.
It's not
the law of the land.
The only candidate that I know that's actually coming out strong against this, well, there's maybe more than one, but certainly Governor Mike Huckabee is saying that this is an illegitimate decision. Who says that they have the right to redefine marriage? We don't have to listen to them or obey them. I think Senator Rick Santorum has said something similar. Marco Rubio, on the other hand, said, well, no, we just have to follow it. So did some of these other candidates that are out there that are saying the same thing. No, we don't have to follow it. If you're going to follow this decision, you would have followed Dred Scott that said blacks are not entitled to citizenship because they're inferior human beings. Or Buck versus Bell that says, yes, you can forcibly sterilize people because you want to get rid of undesirable populations, particularly those, in that case, that have a history of low IQs in their family. So, yeah, we can sterilize them. We can get rid of them. We can have a super race. That was a Supreme Court decision. Are you going to stand by that? If you're going to not reject this decision, and I say, let me strike that, this opinion, it's not a decision in my view, because it can only be a decision by the court if it's based upon what the court is supposed to be interpreting. They have an oath to interpret the Constitution. They're free to have their own opinion. This is America. You can have different opinions, fine, but you cannot impose that opinion on 300 million people in America when it has nothing to do with your oath of office, and that is to interpret the Constitution. The Constitution has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, Matt, Acts 5:29, Peter and the apostles were being told, ordered by the government of that time, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, not to talk about Jesus, not to spread the gospel, and were being told, an illegitimate opinion, something akin to this. And it says, but Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than men. Matt, as Christians, we are not just, we don't just have the option to disregard this illegitimate decision. We really have the obligation to do so because we must obey God rather than men. Am I right?
No, you're right. And this is one of those situations. This is not some debatable constitutional issue where you can have a view one way or view another way. This is not something where you can have a reasonable decision one way or another. No, this is pure act of will by five people, two of which, by the way, should have recused themselves because they participated in performing same-sex marriages while the cases were pending before the Supreme Court. This has literally delegitimized the Supreme Court, and we need to move forward and treat it as an illegitimate decision. Fine with you five, you can have your opinion all you want to, but it's not the rule of law. Neither will individuals, nor should our government officials respect it as the rule of law. It is not.
Absolutely, and we need to remember here that God knew about this. God knew this was coming before the beginning of time. He is sovereign. God will not be mocked. This decision mocks marriage, the legitimate institution of marriage, which God designed and defined, and this decision mocks God. He will not be mocked, and we should take heart in the reality that God is the sovereign creator of the universe.
Well, the five justices have brought sin and judgment on themselves and on the court and on this country. The question is whether the country will ultimately suffer from this judgment. God is not going to be mocked by this absolute absurdity, this shaking of the fist into the hand, into the face of the Creator. The only thing, though, is will the American people just by silence ratify this particular decision? As for me, I won't. I will advocate not considering this legitimate. And there's lots of precedent in the history of the court where they have issued illegitimate decisions that we will not and no one will defend today. This is one of them. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. I've been involved in around 60 cases involving marriage since at least 2004, and wrote a brief in this particular case before the High Court, an amicus brief. We know what the precedents say. We know what the natural law says. We know what the natural created order says. We know what the scriptures say. the revealed law about marriage, the union of a man and a woman. If these five people are too uneducated to get this message because their law school education has messed up their minds that much, well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to have the rest of 300 million people bow down to that silly decision. We can't respect it as the rule of law, nor should we. For more information, visit our website, lc.org. Pray for Liberty Council and pray for this ministry, lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.